Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
.317 at KXNT, and a good afternoon. Great to have you with us on this Thursday afternoon. Very happy to have you join me right now on the KXNT Live Line, Carrie Kasem. How you doing, Carrie?
Hey, Alan. I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for joining me. I certainly do appreciate it.
Of course.
No, it's good having you here. Wish you were in studio with me, actually. But
I know, back in our old studio.
a long time ago. Hey, listen, I wanted to talk to you about what was going on with this show on Saturday night. You and I talked about this, and I've already led up to it. 48 Hours ran this story about the final days and death of your dad, well-known icon Casey Kasem. And I can imagine watching that yourself. It must have been very, very, very hard for you to watch this whole thing.
You know, what I kept thinking the whole time I was watching is people are going to see right through this. People are going to see right through this. And afterward, the support that I got, the emails that our family got, the social media message, I'd have to say 98% of them saw right through it. And so there was one point where I'm like, there's no way anybody's going to believe what's coming out of her mouth. She's changed her story in the 5 years that this has happened several times. When one story doesn't stick, she goes to something else. If that doesn't stick, she makes up something else. And so if people have been following the story, they'll see that. And even if you haven't, you'll see it's insanity that we're dealing with. And, you know, when our trial starts in May 13th, nobody will ever question why we fought so hard for our dad. Nobody.
You know, you sat next to me for nearly a year as a co-host and back in 06, 07. And yes. I just found the pictures right here, October 06. And we're going to post that on our KXNT page. But you told me, I mean, almost every day you'd come in with stories telling me what was going on. So it's not like, you know, all of a sudden I'm like shocked for what I saw the other day when I watched the 48 Hours. But let me get right to the crux of it, because in that story, his second wife, Jean, literally accuses you and your two siblings of killing your father. She says that they killed him. And I'm going, geez, Louis. I mean, she didn't even mince words. You and Julie and Michael killed your dad. And I thought that one of the coldest things in the world, because her actions, I think, precipitated his death more than anything.
Yeah. And once again, you know, every time that she throws this back on us, any journalist who cares to look at the medical records, the court documents, will see that. And, you know, anybody who wants them, we've given them to. And you can see that when he was taken out of his hospital at 2:30 in the morning and then taken across the country from, Los Angeles to Las Vegas, remember I called you and I said, I need help here. I think my dad's in Vegas. And I called you and I was like, we have to find him. He's sick and she's hiding him from us.
And I immediately called our DA,
Wolfson.
Steve Wolfson.
Yeah.
And he said, I'll get right on it. And but a couple of hours later, you call back and said, forget about it, because she's whisked him away from Las Vegas and she's taking him elsewhere now.
Yeah, and then she tried to get him on Indian Reservation. We have all of that proof, and she still keeps denying it. So, we have so many facts, witnesses, people that have watched watched what Jean did, including moving her boyfriend into my dad's home, and he was driving her car. You know, she had had a boyfriend for a few years as my dad was getting sicker and sicker, and then in his, you know, last year of life, that should never have been his last year of life, he's living in the house with her. And, you know, there's so many facts that 48 Hours, it's an hour show, so you couldn't get it all in there, but I felt it was very shallow. I felt like hey, you're going to let her say all this stuff, but here are the facts refuting it. They did do a good job when they said the doctor wrote a letter stating that it was you that was going to harm him and kill him. And we have that letter from Dr. Paul Leitner. And that's what why I won guardianship / conservatorship over my father, is because the doctor said Gene's actions were going to lead to his demise. So
that letter was written about him. Where was your dad at that point?
He was at Berkeley East Convalescent Center, another place she threw him away in. Good care, though, I have to say. He got very good care there. But my dad, you know, having the millions of dollars that he did, deserved to be at home. He didn't want to be in these different facilities month after month, week after week. He wanted to be at home.
Where was the Berkeley Center? Where is that located? In Berkeley or
in Santa Monica?
In Santa Monica. Because I mean, if my timeline and everything is correct, he was in Santa Monica and also not doing somewhat great because there were bed sores that were so severe that, I mean, that could wind up causing huge problems and kill somebody, as I've been told by doctors. So, I mean, she had him in there, and I understand.
Well,
and
no,
again, correct
had,
me if I'm wrong, but
yeah,
I understand.
Berkeley East, he had no infection. He had no bed sores.
He did not.
He was there for 3 months, and she never visited. In fact, nobody, when she came to pick up her beloved husband, nobody knew who she was. She had to show ID. The doctor himself, he has never dealt with something like this, where the wife has never called to check up on her husband.
And plus, as I understand it, according to the 48 hours that ran, she put him in a van to whisk him away to Las Vegas, and she didn't even go in the van with him.
No, she didn't go in the car with him. He was sitting straight up, which led to the pressure ulcers and the third-degree bed sore on his back, led to a bladder infection, lung infection, which eventually made him septic. And what's so upsetting, too, is they unplugged him. Nobody unplugged my dad. Nobody unplugged my dad. I'm so sick of hearing that. We were given two choices in the hospital room. After we tried to save him for over a week, turning him, trying to give him, you know, as many antibiotics as we could to get rid of the infection, he started to die. And that was where I couldn't even handle it, because I fought for so long, fought so hard to see my dad again. And here he is, we have him back, and he's dying because he's septic now. And when the doctors came in, there were three of them, including an ethicist of St. Anthony's Hospital in Gig Harbor, and said, it's futile. This is what's going to happen. Your dad is going to die, and he's either going to drown to death if you leave him on hydration. They had to explain that dying bodies are not hungry or thirsty. When you give a dying dog water or you give a dying dog food, they're not going to eat it. They're actively dying. That's with any animal and any human being. So I did not want to take him off of hydration, and he started to choke to death on his own secretions, and it was the worst, most horrible thing I'd ever witnessed. And they said, he's going to drown to death, or you're going to let him go peacefully. And those were our two choices. So the fact that she keeps saying we unplugged him, this is insane, and this is going to come out in the trial as well. She had every right to be there. She's also saying she wasn't allowed in to see her husband. This is another thing 48 Hours did right. They held up the piece of paper to her face and said, here's a court order allowing you to be with your husband. And she goes, that's not true. Everything is just, that's not true, but nobody called her on it.
She denied. She even denied that when the doctor said that she was responsible, you know, her responsibility, she said that was not true as well. Stay with me. I want to talk about two other big things also, very important, because she says that all you and your siblings want is money. And I remember you and I remember talking about this in studio with you. And so we'll talk about that in a minute. And then when it comes right down to it, when you have a final resting place for someone, where do you have them go that you can visit them on a regular basis? I want to talk about that. Stay with me. Carrie Kasem is joining me. Carrie was, of course, my co-host for about a year, and also the daughter of Casey Kasem. And she, along with her siblings, made every concerted effort to be able to save her father. We're going to come on back and talk more about it in just a minute. I'm Alan Stock, and this is KXNT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.